You heard me say it, and I believe it wholeheartedly, that if you lead with identity, everything else will follow. But I've had the experience in my work of coming in contact with individuals who want what follows, but aren't willing to lead with identity. It used to bother me, and I could not figure out why they did not want to lead with identity. Then it dawned on me that people think that doing identity work means that you're broken, when in fact it has nothing to do with brokenness, and it's not an attempt to fix you. Identity work is about coming in alignment with who you are, and not fixing, but honoring who you are, and building a brand that is most authentic to who you are. So, if you're ready to lead with identity and become a supernormal superstar, visit yoursupernormal.com right now, and let's do the work.
Hey, what up? Listen, I want to thank you for being a part of this podcast, for listening to the podcast. I want to thank you for those of you that are donating to the podcast. I love y'all. I love all of y'all, but I do appreciate my donors. I appreciate those who are subscribed to the exclusive audio content through the podcast. Those who are subscribed to my OnlyFans, shout out to y'all as well. I love each and every one of y'all. So, I just dropped the episode, was not on camera, so it's kind of surprised some of y'all to see me on camera. Yeah, I figured y'all needed to see this face. But I wanted to hop on. Hopefully you went and listened to the latest podcast or latest episode, and you've listened to all of the other episodes. If you haven't, fuck wrong with you? Go listen, y'all. They dope as fuck. Make sure also, if you listen on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, make sure you're leaving reviews. Make sure you're giving us, a five-star rating, all of that shit. You're referring your friends to this podcast, all of that, yo. Make sure you're doing all of that. I appreciate each and every one of you. But I wanted to hop on for this quickie to let you know. In the last episode, I talked about us having a name change to the podcast. I talked about it changing from the MDI After Dark podcast to Cliff After Dark, okay? Well, what if I were to tell you guys we're going through another name change? We're going to call this the Sexually Free Podcast with Cliff After Dark, okay? Because I want to make sure that the goal always remains that we become sexually free. Whatever that freedom looks like to you. Whatever it looks like to you. Sexual freedom might look like something different to me. Matter of fact, here's what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to comment below what sexual freedom means to you. If you're not at that space where you want to publicly comment, but you want to DM me on Twitter, yo. My Twitter is fire. Check me out, Cliff After Dark. Also look, check out sexually_free_ on Twitter as well. But DM me, let me know what sexually free means to you. Also, you have any ideas for the podcast or conversations you would like? If you have any questions, I don't care how wild those questions are. If you have any stories, I'm sorry, y'all keep doing this because I feel like a piece of hair is out of place or something. If you have any wild sex story that you would like me to read on the air and share and talk about, yo, do that, okay? Again, I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I see the numbers. I appreciate that. I appreciate each of you. Anyway, I'm finna get out of here. I just wanted to come through for this quickie just to let you guys know. Name change. MDI After Dark. Cliff After Dark is now Sexually Free with Cliff After Dark, okay? Because we're going to be sexually free. We're going to be free enough to express ourselves. We're going to be sexy as fuck, whatever that looks like to us. Own your body. Own your beauty. Own your intelligence. Own what you define as sexy, okay? and refuse to settle for anyone that does not see you as sexy. Because just because you see yourself as sexy, I see myself as sexy, doesn't mean I can force somebody else to see me as that. But as long as you see it, that's all that matters, bro. That's what being sexually free is, y'all. Do we have any baiters as well? Listen, I'm trying to get some baiters together to have some in-person bait sessions, some online bait sessions. So if you are a baiter, I'm going to put the information below too. I want you to hit me up so we can have a conversation, all right? As I always say, I don't even know what I always say. As I always say, just be you. Allow yourself to be you. Allow yourself to be you. And yes, I'm back on camera, okay? I had a momentary lapse of whatever, but I'm back on camera. Peace.
You heard me say it, and I believe it wholeheartedly, that if you lead with identity, everything else will follow. But I've had the experience in my work of coming in contact with individuals who want what follows but aren't willing to lead with identity. It used to bother me, and I could not figure out why they did not want to lead with identity. Then it dawned on me that people think that doing identity work means that you're broken, when in fact it has nothing to do with brokenness, and it's not an attempt to fix you. Identity work is about coming in alignment with who you are, and not fixing, but honoring who you are, and building a brand that is most authentic to who you are. So, if you're ready to lead with identity and become a supernormal superstar, visit yoursupernormal.com right now, and let's do the work.